Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Sonia, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. You know what? No introduction.
Oh,
no nothing or whatever. We're just going to get right into it. So real quick for the people that listen to this, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Before I even get into it or whatever, because everybody text messages, dude, what is the problem or whatever. So I'm going to get into it. Okay, and real quick before we get started, you know, I got to be honest with you. I had a meeting today from 4 o'clock till about 5:30, so I just barely got home. I had so much chewing tobacco that was, first of all, I usually put Jack Daniels in it, but all we had was Proper 12, so I had that. And dude, I put way too much, or whatever. I drink way too much coffee, or whatever. But anyways, real quick before I get into it, Sonia, let me just ask how you are.
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm a little bit better now. So we're gonna get into it right now. But Sonia, you've been to a couple of the meetings, you know, that Manny and I have had. So you know exactly what it takes to get this show going. So I'll start by let me start by saying this. Okay, I worked for Pete for a long time, which is Sonia's dad or whatever.
Yeah.
He's the one who brought me to the business. He humbled me. From the beginning, I was Dazzling Dan, and then they made Bunny. I never, ever in my life, the whole time that I worked, never. You can call Bart, you can call Guyam, you can call Martin Marin from WPW, you can call Kissing Charisma. I never, ever, and this is the God's honest truth, in my life said, I need X amount of money. I need to be on this part of the show.
Yes.
I want to work with this person. And because first of all, if I would have said that when I first started, I would have got my ass kicked by your dad.
Yes.
He would have gave me a beat.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know how he was, right?
Yeah, he does not put up with that stuff. He would have been like, a lot of these guys they're lucky they don't have to deal with him. Honestly.
Yeah, so today... Today, I'm just going to be honest, and I put out there that I'm not going to answer the phone until about 7:30, just so we can clear the air and let you know exactly what's going on here. So if you want to write it down, I'll give it to you right now. The call-in number is 563-999-3016, okay? And I'll give that out at about the 7:30 mark again. So this is what's happening, okay? And I know Sonia knows a little bit, but she doesn't know the whole story, but... You know, myself, Michael Parks, and Manny all used to work for the same company a long time ago. And Manny's the one who introduced me to me, got me going and stuff like that. And Michael Parks, who worked with me too, when I was working for WPW, but he was always there. He came to every show. He was a big supporter, helped me a lot. And then he did his own show or whatever. So anyways, we lost touch for a little while. And then I'm going to say about maybe going on 3 years ago now or so, we all met up at a show, or actually Mike did, and he said, hey, man, I want to start running again. You know, let's get together with Manny and let's start doing some stuff. I said, okay, you know what, I'll help you guys or whatever. So one thing led to another, and they kind of split up. So I said, you know what, Manny, I'll help you because, first of all, this is what a lot of people don't know. Manny wanted Pete's legacy to continue. So he put out an exorbitant amount of money to do that because he wanted to make sure Pete was taken care of. So he bought his business. He went through litigation to make sure that, you know, he had everything proper and all that because that's the way he wanted to do it. So me personally, I didn't want a book. I wanted to just be a worker and help out. But it turned out, you know, both Manny and Mike said, hey, man, we don't know the SoCal talent, you know, or whatever, because we've been out for a while. So can you help? I said, sure, absolutely, no problem. So they kind of split up. So I told Manny, well, I'll help you. And then Mike, once you get your stuff going, I'll help you. I'll work with both you guys, you know? So we started putting the wheels in motion.
Yeah.
Now this is Manny and I, okay? So when we did the first show, you know, what's happening is a lot of these guys, these younger guys or whatever, I didn't have a problem with. I'm like, I call them and I say, hey, man, you know, we're going to put you on this show. It's going to be X amount of money. You know, we're not going to be able to pay you, you know, $1,000 or $100, but we're going to give you what we can. And then we're going to, you know, as we progress, I'll give you some good matches. And when we have the money, we will give it to you. You know, Sonia, we're not multimillionaires, right? We're not saying we don't want to give you the money. We don't have that money right now, right?
Yeah, and everybody, all like the rest of us should know that they got to work their way up anyways. Like, you know, they're not megastars just yet.
So hopefully, Sonia, hopefully Manny is listening or whatever, and he'll call in later after 7:30 or whatever, so we can get him on. But but like I said, we're being us, and this is the God's honest truth. This is the truth. Like I said, I never asked for money or whatever. There's certain promoters that I work for that if they have a bad house and they say, "Hey, bro, I'll get you next time," I have absolutely no problem with that, because most of them, if somebody, this is when I was working for Martin and Kiss and Carisma and people that who, your dad is the one who introduced me to Kiss and Carisma and I started working for them, I never worried about the pay. But when Blue Panther or El Hijo del Santo, those guys came to town, I just wanted some good matches and they would give them to me. So I never had a problem, never asked for money, nothing. It didn't matter to me. I had a job. Okay, cool. I get it. Some people want to get paid, but okay, let me put it this way. Manny and I, and I think Sonia's been to some of the meetings where this has happened. Manny and I fight big time because I push for the wrestlers to get money. But Manny's like, "Well, look, man, I want to do this and I want to do that." Like, he wanted to get these really nice banners or whatever. And I said, "Man, you could put that into the show, bro." He said, "Yeah, but I got to get this, blah, blah, blah." And then the same thing with you know, you saw the last show, Sonia. I mean, there was lighting, there was fog machines. And we fought.
It was amazing.
I said, "You do not need it." Yeah. And he said, "No, man, I want this to be a show." So we have a budget, you know, and Manny goes over the budget, but not, you know, he goes over the budget to make it a better show for the guys. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why
exactly
they think, we're not holding the money. We're not, you know, we fight. So anyways, we're talking about that, right? And to this day, even when Sonia and PG Jello and Pete Jr. and everybody come, you see it. You know, I tell my Manny, "You don't need it, bro. Let's get this." He says, no. "I want this to be a show," whatever. So the point I'm trying to make is we're not holding money from you. We try to – okay, let me tell you this. This show that's coming up, right, I had to call some of the wrestlers and tell them, "Hey, look, man, you know, we're on the budget, so I'm not going to put you on this show, but I'll put you on the next one because I have to spread the wealth." You know, some people are coming from Ontario, you know, and far away, so I want to make sure that they get, you know, at least to make it worth their while to come down. So me having a budget, I have to spread it out a certain way or whatever. The guys that I called and told them, "Hey, man, this is what's happening. I can't put you on the show because I have to spread." "Absolutely no problem, man. Don't even worry about it." You know, so those are the guys that I tell them, you know, "This is what's happening." And then when the next show comes around, "Yeah, you're definitely here." You know, and I'm going to, like I said, we're being honest, right? We're being as honest as possible here on this show. And once I open up the phone lines or whatever, if you want to call me on it, feel free. We'll bring Manny on here. I do not get any money, none. Manny offers me money. He'll go, "Hey," well, he has given me money, like when we do the live broadcast or something like that, because I come set up all my equipment and do all that stuff. He'll go, "Hey, man, let me at least give you something, man, for your time," or whatever. "Okay, cool." Or we'll go out to eat or something like that, right? But as far as the show goes, I do not get anything. Even when I wrestle, I don't get any money, none. I want it to go to the boys. I want that budget to go to the boys, right? So this last show, I sold my tickets at a big discount because I want that place to be packed. So Manny says, "You keep whatever you make from the ticket sales, okay?" And I'm like, "All right, cool. I don't keep it. I'll tell you right now. I could tell you like it was yesterday because I remember I made $85, okay, in ticket sales. That's just me, and I sold them really cheap, okay? So that money I kept, and I could tell you right now, when I did that show, I had people go, "Oh, I need X amount of money, and I need this, and I need that." Okay, so this is what happened. Maligno, there was people complaining because they didn't want to be the first match. I went to Maligno, the LLA middleweight champion, and I said, "Hey, man, you know, I have to." He's like, "No problem, dude. I'll work first match. Don't matter to me," or whatever. So when I went to give him his pay envelope, I gave him an extra 10 because that's all I had left, you know, for not giving me a hassle. And he said, no, bro. It's good. I said, no. This is all I got. If I could give you more, I would. But since you don't complain and you weren't a problem here, this is all I have. Now, JBD came at the last minute. He was training at De La O's, so Steve Dodge called him and asked, because I had three people on that day back out. So I said, hey, you know, Steve, can you get somebody? Steve called JBD, and Steve went to De La O's, picked him up, and brought him back to the show. So I gave JBD an extra 20, and then I gave Steve $10, you know, for gas or whatever to go and pick him up. So that was some of the money right there. Then Luis, who's been with me forever, he's been with me for probably 15 years, he's the one who walks out the wrestlers to the ring and stuff like that. I gave him 20 out of my pocket. I don't know if Manny gave him money or not. I don't remember. But I gave him 20 out of my pocket because he's always there. If ever I need him, he's there. So then my nephew, Mason, who is my best worker, he's 10 years old, but he's my best worker. But, you know, when we're passing out the envelopes with the money, he knows like Fletch Who Guys and Guyam, and then he knows what they look like without the mask. So I give him the envelope and I go give this to Guyam, and he knows not to call them by name or whatever. So he went and made sure, and I can't do, you know how lame I can't run. AJ's way down there on the other side and he was leaving. So Mason was able to catch him and give him his envelope. So Mason got 20. I gave him 20 for working for me. So all the money went back into the show to the people who, if we have it and you do well, I'm going to give it to you. You know what I mean? So I didn't make any money. And you can ask Matt or whatever, anybody else that you want. You can call Maligno and ask him, and he'll tell you, he did. Or whatever. I gave Sexy Chino a little bit extra, too. I think I might have given him 20 because the same thing. He came last minute. He didn't complain about working first match or whatever. So I remember I gave him a little something too. So this is what I'm saying, you know. And then when I book these guys and I tell them, hey man, okay, and Sonia, you know this for a fact, I'll listen to your story, but Manny would tell you to get lost. You know, we fight all the time because he'll say, you know what, if this guy's a problem, get rid of him, put somebody else. And I'm telling him, hey man, you know, the flyers are already made. Let's give him this break, and then next show, whatever, we'll figure out what we're going to do. But he'll tell you to get lost. He doesn't play that. He doesn't. And he could come on here and he'll tell you himself. So there's a few wrestlers that I never have a problem with. I mean, there's some that like, hey man, I got to have this much or whatever. And this is what your dad always told me. You should never ask for a certain amount of money, because if you're worth it and you're, you know, people are coming to see you, they'll tell you, hey bro, I need you to work over here. I'm going to give you 75 if you can deal with that. All right. Cool. You know what I mean? Or I'm going to give you 100 because you're worth it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Okay. And I'll give you a perfect example. You know, I've been wanting to get Santana Jackson for a long time. And when I called him, I gave him a certain amount. You know, and he was like, yeah, bro, no problem. And I said, well, you know what, for, you know, since you're coming from Vegas or whatever, we'll make sure we'll give you a little bit more or whatever. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So do you remember your dad? I don't know if you remember, but do you remember your dad would tell us that? You don't ever, you know, if you're worth it, they're going to pay you what you're worth. You should never ask. You remember that?
But I thought,
yeah. See, this is why, because this is what happened.
And it's like, dude, calm down.
Yeah, and I remember a few. I'll tell you right now. I remember Dean the Armored Saint, you know, would say, "Hey, I'm a star, and I need this and that." And he told me in the middle of a show, he told him to get lost, and we were way out there in Indio, so he had to drive back with nothing or whatever. So this is just what I'm saying. This is why, you know, everybody's like, "Well, dude, what's the deal, man? Why are you so hot or whatever?" But because this is what happened. I put out the lineup for the big show coming up for Major Love. And there's a few people, hey, if we're being honest, I'll name them out right now. There's a few wrestlers that I never have to worry about. I never have to worry about Guy Cool. I never have to worry about Hellman Rosecrown. I never have to worry about Chaz. Chaz will just go, bro, if you can give me, you know, whatever, I'm cool with it. Just when we have a certain person coming or whatever, as long as I can get those, I'm cool. And I'm like, absolutely, bro. And I make a concerted effort to put
them. And the ones you just named are the ones that make the show a lot better.
Well, yeah, and just like I said, just like Maligno and just like Sexy Chino. Hey, bro, no problem, man. As long as you put me on the card, I'm cool with it, you know. And Sonia, please tell the people, we're not saying we got all this money and we don't want to pay you because we want to put money in our pockets. And yes. I'll tell you this right now.
It's
I'm
not.
Gonna,
it's
you know,
going to the show to make it better. And then
right.
once we get better, they'll get better.
right. Exactly.
The bigger we
once
get,
it,
the bigger they'll get.
Yeah. Once it gets to a certain point, we have no problem with that. But
exactly.
this is what the people don't understand. You know, I work for two different companies, and I still work for On the Mat. You know, and I'm,
yeah.
I work a full-time job, and I got mm-hmm. Three podcasts. You know, I would love to walk
wow.
away. And I told Manny this and Mike, you know, hey, bro, you know, I just uh-huh. want to be done with it. And that show, too, since Cotto was calling people out, I'm not going to tell you how much I paid him, but I came out of my pocket with a pretty good amount for him because he stepped up to the plate. And I said, hey, man,
yeah.
if you stepped up to the plate and you're willing to wrestle an old man or whatever, I'll gladly pay that fee, gladly. And I paid it. You know what I mean? So
yep.
this is the point I'm trying to make. And what really makes me angry, Sonia, is that
mm-hmm.
people, you know, the Marquez family, you know, we have the big meeting maybe once a month or maybe once every 6 weeks or whatever to make sure everybody knows, you know, their job or whatever at the time. But most of
yeah.
the time, it's just Manny and I. We meet every Sunday, if possible. Sometimes we got something to do. We can't. But we meet every Sunday. And people don't see that or they don't hear that. How you know how many double shifts Manny has worked to cover that? That's why we fight.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, Manny, dude, don't worry about it. Nah, man, I'm going to work a double because I want to do this and I want to do that. And, you know, I want to bring Tonga Kid, and you know I want to do this, so I'm gonna go ahead and pay it. And I'm like, dude, you know what are you doing? Don't kill yourself. And he's like, nah, man, this is what I want this to be a show. I don't want it to just be a wrestling match or whatever. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is why you know it got so heated, and why you know I canceled the guys that I had on. So of course, big apologies to Principe Peru and you know Legendero or whatever, because I'm like, you know what, that's it, bro, because I'm at work, it's super busy. I know some of the people know but they don't, but I work in the medical field and we are zooped right now. I mean, we got all three OR rooms running all day, and then by the time I get home driving back from Torrance, it takes 30-45 minutes to get back because there's so much traffic. So the last thing I
yeah.
want to do is
yeah.
deal with all this. I want to come home, relax. If I go to the gym or whatever, cool. So I get at least three
yeah, but then you got people
head.
Blowing you up.
yeah. And I look at my phone, you know, because we can't have our phones on or whatever because the cases are going. And we do a lot of cataract surgery, so they're working on the eyes. So they want it completely quiet because if you make any noise and the doctor moves his hand, you could lose your eyeball.
Yeah.
So all our phones are on silent or whatever. So I'm getting the buzz and I look and this guy says, man, I need $75. And I'm just going, God dang it. I put it back in my pocket. Then I get another call. Well, I sure would like to work for you, but I need at least $100. And I'm like, that's it, man. I mean, it's just ridiculous or whatever. I'm trying to work with you guys, and I'm trying to spread the wealth, and everybody just keeps asking for more and for more and for more. So I'll pose this question to our guest, who is my co-host now, Sonia. I maybe it's just me, and you be the deciding factor or whatever. I've always worked a full-time job, so I never worried about
yeah.
it. I could care less if I get a certain amount of money, whatever. But I hear all this stuff. Oh, you got to get paid what you're worth, and you got to don't let the promoters push you around, and you have to do. But you know what? When I was coming up in the business, we're talking back the early 2000s now. There was only two people
yeah.
I knew
yeah.
that were able to make a living from independent wrestling. One was Samoa Joe, and the other one was Chris Daniels. Everybody else, if you didn't have a job, you're struggling and you're asking for all this money, which the promoter can or cannot pay or whatever. So that's why. And then when you think about it, Sonia, and that, you know, let me know if I'm wrong. Most 9 times out of 10, these shows aren't going to be until the weekend, you know, maybe a
yep.
Friday, but
yeah.
mostly Saturday and Sunday. So you have at least 4 days to work a part-time job, right? So what
they should be doing, I mean, if they're not that big, they should be working a part-time job, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, name.
I totally agree with you. Like, they need, like, you have to, you're not that special right now. Like, I like the wrestlers that we have, but a lot of them, not all of them, you know, but there's some of them that are not that special, and they probably should not be making that much money.
Yeah,
Like, get your name out there first. Like, you know, pay your dues, and you'll get your dues.
Big time. Big time. I just wrote on Viva Van's timeline or whatever, because she's starting to bubble up and she's getting all these gigs and all that. And I said, you know, you paid your dues. You know, now it's time to reap the benefits. She didn't just make it overnight. She had to work a lot of little shows. You know, who knows if she was even getting paid back then or whatever, but she hung in there.
Yeah.
And now she's all over the place. You know, so that's how it works. Go ahead. Hold on.
Exactly.
I got to take a drink. I'm dying over here. Sorry about that.
Yeah, if people were doing that to my dad, he would not be freaking so nice about it.
Yeah. So, you know, with that being said, also, you know, and like I said, we're being honest here. I was trying to get Maserati because Maserati lives out in Vegas too. And I thought, man, if I put her and Santana together, that's going to blow it up. But she actually, she's been getting so much work. She's booked all the way back, you know, this is June we're talking about, and she's booked. So I said, you know what, no problem, man. Go on, do your thing or whatever. But she didn't say, well, if you give me $1,000, I'll come or whatever. She said, hey, man, I'm sorry, but I'm booked, you know, somewhere else or whatever. But, man, let me know. I'd love to come work for you guys, whatever. Okay, cool. So there was a couple of people. There's a couple of people that I called that I wanted to put with Santana, and they wanted an exorbitant amount of money. They were like, nah, man, I got to work for X amount or whatever. I'm like, dude, that's half our budget for the whole show right there, whatever.
But it's
so
like, dude, you're going to get a lot of buzz and probably more shows because of probably working with Santana Jackson and doing this show, like, you know?
Exactly. So, you know.
They're just blowing their chances, like their shots.
Right. So Sean Black has worked with Santana before. He's got a good for his amped up and all that. He's got a good working relationship with Vegas or whatever. So I said, you know what?
Yeah.
That's who I'm going to put because he's familiar with them and all that. And if them two tag against Guy Cool and Helmet, that's going to be a good match. Called him up. Didn't ask me about money or nothing. I said, hey, man, I'm bringing Santana Jackson. I think you make a good partner for him against the dude. Do it. No problem. Bam. Done. You know what I mean? So it's I don't get why some people. Do you think they're comfortable spots? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think they think that they're better than what in their own head.
Yeah, but like guys like Sean Black, guys like Guy Cool, and I'll tell you another one is Chaz. I never have a problem with Chaz, but to me, I think that they're comfortable in their own, you know, talent or whatever, that they're not worried about.
Yes.
They're like, hey, bro, if I just get the chance.
That's exactly what I was getting at. The ones who know that they could put on a great show, they're not tripping.
And then they're not worried about it. So that, I think I've said on this show before, you know, when I was doing – getting the book ready for the last show, I thought, because I had seen Hellman, it was actually Ruben Iglesias who recommended Hellman. He said, hey, man, this guy could work, because I didn't know who, I've heard of him, but I didn't know who he was. So when he came down and worked, I said, man, this guy's got something. If I put him with Guy Cool, I think that's going to be a good team. So we put them on the last show. Yeah, and both of them called me and said, hey, bro, you know, thanks for putting me, you know, with Guy Cool or putting me with Hellman. You know, we're starting to get some bookings other places because they like the team or whatever. So that's what I'm talking about. Maybe you didn't get $150 to come and work, but you got something.
But
this show,
somebody
saw you and liked your stuff. So now you're working over here or whatever. So
exactly. You got to pay your dues to make your dues.
Yeah. This is the message that I'm trying to convey to the workers or whatever, but then there's just some that, you know, hey man, I need X amount of money. And I'll tell you, you know, the first show we did at Metroflex, and I booked it, and there was one wrestler that said, I don't want to work with this guy. And I'm like, dude, I already got the card. So, well, me and this guy don't get along. And I'm like, well, can't you just do business, bro, or whatever? No. I'm not going to do it. So the same thing. I already had the flyers out and everything like that, so I didn't want to take him off the show or whatever. Called Manny, said, get rid of him. I don't want him here. If he can't do business, blah, 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 whatever. I said, nah, man, hang on. Let me go ahead and do it. So I rearranged everything. We did the show. And this is before I would stay with Manny when they were paying people. I would send them to Manny, and Manny would give them their pay envelope, and they go. So I see him talking to this particular wrestler, and I see kind of, you know, some shaking of the heads and everything, and I walk over there, and he told him, hey, bro, I appreciate you, you know, coming, but if you can't do business, I'm not going to use you anymore. Here's your pay. Thank you. Goodbye. But we're not going to use you anymore or whatever. So I'm like, see, dude, you know, that with Manny, he don't play that. You know, me, I'll listen to your story.
Yeah, that's how a lot of...
He's just going to get rid of you. So when I call him and say, hey, bro, I want to book this guy, but he wants X amount of dollars and not, you know, that's not in the budget. Okay, well, tell him to get lost. You know what I mean? So, and it's been, you know, not only some, what's the word I'm looking for? Some local guys that are still fairly new to the business, but it's been some guys who've been around for a while that want X amount or whatever. But let me ask you this, Sonia, real quick for the people listeners, you're here at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can go to UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. Got the big show coming up on June 26th, and we're, you know, talking about what's happening with some of these wrestlers and why I got so upset or whatever and unbooked my people. But I think that people need to know. You know what I mean? Sonia, would you agree how much we go through to put these shows together?
Yeah, because there's not just the wrestlers that you have to worry about. There's also the venue. There's also the chairs. There's also putting up the ring. There's also everything else that goes with it. It's not just them.
You know what?
Like, you know, we got to put on a show. We got to make that ambiance.
You just
great.
You just brought up something that I want to talk about. Let me take a quick break. I'm going to reset, and then we're going to talk about that when we come back. You know what? I have all these like stuff like this. I don't even have my music.
What the heck?
Here we go. Let me take a quick break, reset, and then we'll talk about that when we come back. Hang on, everybody.
All right.
A minute to reset that bad boy, and guess what? I didn't even have a chance to take a drink because I'm dying over here. Hold on, everybody. You know, I think I talked about this last time, but when you live in a Mexican household, you know, and you eat a lot of beans and chorizo and stuff like that, you have to burn incense on the regular here. So incense is burning, and it got caught in my throat, so I had to take a drink. But anyways, you and Manny's been texting, bro. Can I call in yet? So I'm like, yeah, we're almost there or whatever. I don't want to, like,
there's a couple of
people who called and then dropped out or whatever, so I'm sorry, I would have got to you, but I was on a roll or whatever, so feel free to call back. But anyways, we're here at UWC. I got Sonia with me talking a little bit about, you know, what happened today and what set me off about these guys saying they want X amount of money. Because not only that, Sonia, but when, you know, I have the card set. And then when you do that and say, oh, I got to have this much amount of money, I got to redo everything, and then I got to look for somebody else. And you don't just go, okay, well, I'll just use wrestler X. You have to have somebody that can work with this certain person or whatever. You have to have a good dance partner. So you understand why I get so crazy?
Yeah, I do. I understand why I would be, like, frustrated with that, too. Like, dude.
Yeah, so.
They need to chill out.
So. Here's the thing, too. Hold on. Manny's going. I forgot the number, so let me give this to him real quick. Okay, I'll give it to you while we're on there. It's 563-999. Put the dash here. Let me put my glasses on. That'll make it easier. And then, okay, so it's 563-999-3016. Okay, that's the call-in number. I'm going to start taking the calls in a minute. I think Manny's going to call in first, so we'll get him on here because, dude, again, Sonia, they have no idea. Just to rent the venue over there at like I said, we're being honest. If you want to book inside, it's $850 up front.
Yeah.
If you want to book outside, it's $750. And Manny and I have went back and forth. I go, Manny, that $100 can go to the wrestler. He goes, yeah, bro, but when it's inside, it's a bigger show. You know, we got the lights and we got the fog. And I'll be goddamn if he wasn't right.
The lights and the fog won't work outside. It looks better.
Yeah,
especially
so,
during the day.
Not only that, Manny, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hey, Manny.
Dude, we're talking about what's happening. Yeah, real quick, say hi to Sonia, Manny.
Hello.
Hey, Sonia, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, huh? Just trying to keep busy and stay out of trouble. Angels never get in trouble.
Dude.
Yep, that's right.
I've been ranting and raving all day, all this whole show or whatever. And we talked a lot about, you know, what was happening and stuff like that. And I'm telling you right now, I've just been honest. I'm honest. I'm tired of, you know, keeping such and such under wraps or whatever. But we're telling them, man, you know, here, and we'll start with this, okay, for the people listening. I got Manny, who is the owner and the proprietor of UWC, who took over for Pistol Pete, you know, who was on the tail end of, you know, he was getting really sick and stuff like that, so he wanted to keep the legacy going. So, Manny, I was just up front with him, and I told him, I didn't tell him how much, but I said, you know, Manny paid a lot of money just to, you know, to get the rights to UWC because he wanted to keep the legacy going and all that. And I also told him, I said, hey, people don't see how you and I go back and forth, and you go, well, I want to have this, and so I'm going to work a double here so we can pay for this. So the point I'm trying to make is we're not multimillionaires and don't want to pay you that money. We're trying to spread the wealth within the budget, right?
Yep, that's right. You know, you're right about working doubles. That's how I'm keeping this company going, you know, is working a lot of hours. And there's days I only get one day's off just to try to keep my household going and this company going too. You know, it's like the business itself, entertainment business. People see what's on the front stage, but they don't see what's behind the stage where everybody works hard to get it going. You know,
exactly.
And it takes a lot of people helping out. You know, believing in us.
Yep.
Or whatnot. And like I said, us. It's not me. Us. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're nothing without people helping us out, man, and working with us. You know, and Fabi and I, we've gone a long ways, you know, from being working partners on the side from wrestling and then going our separate ways and coming back again. There's a reason for everything. I believe in that, you know.
Yep.
And Fabi's been awesome. You know, we butt heads like husband and wife, but you know what? We got to talk about it and say, okay.
I truly appreciate you guys keeping the UWC alive. It makes me feel like my dad's spirit still, like, you know, in it.
Well, real quick before we continue, when we opened the show, Manny, we Sonia and I were talking, and from the beginning, if Pete was still here, he would not put up with that crap at all. If you dared went up to him and said, hey, look, man, I need X amount of money or whatever, that's what I fight with Manny about. Pete will tell you, you know what, don't ever come over here again, and you're lucky I'll give you a beat or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Seriously.
Right, Manny?
Yeah.
So,
yep. Manny, it's gone to where, and I'm hoping that all the wrestlers are listening, okay, to this, that are working with us and future wrestlers coming in. Is that, you know what, I say and Danny say the last words. Whatever Danny goes and we talk about it, let's do it, okay? Because I got his back, you know? Mm-hmm. We don't need a bunch of grown men crying and all this because I don't want to be first or because of this and that and whatnot. You know what? Well, once you make it to the big time, okay, you have no other choice.
Yep.
Vince is going to knock you out and say, you know what, okay, your contract's over with. We don't have a contract, but I could just tell you the same thing. Hey, see ya. You know?
Yeah.
There's other wrestlers that want to take the opportunity and build them. And that's what we're trying to do is help wrestlers make the big time. If we're able to make it with our crew, believe me, there's going to be spots for everybody who's been there from the get go and understanding,
yep.
you know, and that's our goal, is to make it to the big top competition with WWE. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
so they see it already, you know, because we got wrestlers that are looking at us and promoters and other promoters too that are going against us on our wrestling days or whatnot.
Well,
know?
See, but
yeah.
and this too, this is the first time, because we're going into the fifth show now, and I told them too, Manny, how you and I, you know, once every maybe 6 weeks or so, we get the full crew in, where it's us and we got the Marquez family, you know, Sonya, uh-huh. PB Jello, and everybody, and we let everybody know what their role is and what we got coming up. But nine
yeah.
times out of ten, it's just you and I. Every Sunday, we both work full-time jobs, but we meet every Sunday
mm-hmm.
to try to make that show as best as possible. So
yes.
please, Manny, tell them how many times we butt heads, because Manny go, nah, bro, I want to do this because this is going to make it a show. And I'm like, Manny, you don't need to put that money into the wrestlers. Let's do this. And then how many times have I told you, you know what, man, I was wrong. You were right. That was
yeah.
people were coming up to me and saying, dude, that was a show. People who it was their first time coming to a show, saw that show and said, dude, this wasn't just wrestling. It was a show. I mean, it, you know, down to Manny and I get with Giovanni and just the music. You know, a lot of guys like to have their own music, but I'm like, dude, put this song. This is going to make this pop. And so down to the last detail, it's Manny and I every Sunday making sure that when you come out that curtain, that we're doing as much as possible for you. So when somebody calls me and goes, hey, bro, that's not enough money. I need more. That's what sets me off, right, Manny?
Yep, yep. And what do I tell you? Excuse
get
my
rid
language.
Of them. Get rid of them. Get rid
yep.
of them or whatever.
Yep. Go somewhere else, or you're going to get that money, okay? And,
yeah.
And that's fine with me. I don't care. You know, you're
yeah.
not going to try to strong arm me because I'm the one in charge, not you or anybody else. Mm-hmm. Danny's in charge, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll listen to Danny, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
but,
okay, hey, whatever you think,
I'll listen. I'll listen to your story, you know, and they'll be like, "Oh, hey, bro, I did," you know, and I'm like, "All right, cool." I said, "But you know what? This is what we have for you, you know." So I suggest that you either, you know, either you take it or go ahead. No hard feelings, bro. I get it. You want more money? You can go somewhere else. No problem. But if you go up to Manny with that, he's just gonna tell you to get lost, man. You know, he works too
yeah.
hard and to put this show together for somebody saying, "No, I need X amount." And Manny, is this or is this not the case? If we feel that you're worth it, we're going to give you what we can. We're not saying
yeah.
we don't like you, so we're not going to pay you because we don't like you. It doesn't work like that. We have a budget, and we try to spread the wealth. I told them at the beginning how there's a few wrestlers on this show. You know what? I'll be straight up honest with you. Fletch Fugaz is coming from Riverside. So I said, hey, bro, I can't put you on the show because I have to spread the wealth. And you know what he said? Don't worry about it, dude. Just when the next one's, just call me, bro. Anything. Same thing with Robbie. I said, hey, bro, you're not on this show because, you know, I have to spread. Dude, just call me when you're ready. Don't worry about it. He'd go,
yeah.
oh, hell no, forget that noise. But then there was a few that said, oh, heck no, bro. I did this. And I'm like, dude, we can't. You know, I can't book everybody, and if I did, the budget would be $1,500, you know, and we would make absolutely – we wouldn't even be able to have a ring. You'd be wrestling on the gym
yeah.
floor. Right, Manny?
Yeah, yeah. There's been times where I had to sell some stock to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm not a big-time moneymaker or anything like that, but if I
yeah.
see something, hey, Fabi, this is what we're going to do now. Man, don't be doing that, man.
Yeah.
But at the end of the night, you know what? I see the little kids smiling and happy, parents leaving happy and all that. That's my goal because then as that goes, everybody's going to talk about it. Everybody's going to
yep.
say, yeah, let's go to the next show. It's worth
yeah,
it for me.
Like,
you know? I don't make a profit.
It's about the fact.
But I don't make a profit out of it. But the thing is I see the happiness of everybody leaving, enjoying the event.
And working towards something. It's all working
yes.
towards something. Go ahead, Sonya.
I think, yeah, like you're supposed to make the fans happier. That's probably your wrestlers.
Yeah.
So they do get more
yeah.
buzz.
Yeah, and like I said.
Like it's all about the fans.
Is,
how are they going to get
yeah,
big without
is,
the fans?
Well, this is one of the first shows that's coming up in June where I've actually got calls from some of the guys and said, hey, bro, I heard the show's doing well. can you book me? And there's a few that said, oh, when I tell them, yeah, I got a couple of openings for this match and this match. Oh, bro, I can't work that. I got to be main event. Well, I'm sorry. Why am I going to – these guys who've been struggling to make it what it is, why am I going to leave them down and put somebody who has never worked for us before in that spot? You know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm bringing Santana, but there's a specific purpose for him, and the way we're booking him and what we're doing with him is going to make it even that much better. Or okay, so guys like Guy Cool and Hellman and them, that's why I said, bro, I'm going to put you with him because this is going to – what we got planned is really going to pop or whatever. Never a problem. Same thing with Chaz. There's just a whole bunch of different things that we're working on to get you there. So that's Manny. That's what we're trying to explain, you know, on this show. You know, Manny, when we were coming up, dude, did you know anybody that made a living from pro wrestling being a weekend warrior?
No.
No. We struggled.
Nope.
The struggle. Mm-hmm. And do you ever remember any time going up to Pete and going, bro, this is not going to cut it. I need at least $50 more.
No. And there's some I need to pay too. But you know what? Because I had a lot of respect for Pete. Pete was guiding me. Even Mondo was showing us the rope.
Yeah.
Okay. So therefore, I mean, it's all learning stages of the business,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's including merchandise, too. In 40s, you make money.
Hell yeah.
Get out there and sell your merchandise. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not responsible for your merchandise. I tell these wrestlers, you want to make some more money, get out there and sell your merchandise. That's not my job. I'll give you a table. Let me know. You know?
Right.
I don't have time
and
to
people buy that
real
merchandise.
Quick.
Yeah. There was a few people who went that bought – some people bought some of the UWC shirts, and somebody bought some Mr. Work in Progress stuff. But here's the thing, too, Manny and Sonia. We don't just advertise on Facebook or whatever that we're having this wrestling show, whatever. We use this show, this podcast, as a vehicle to get it out there. But not only that, we put together the – and this is strictly – I must say strictly for the wrestlers themselves. We do these live broadcasts. We have one coming up on the 16th at Paul's Photos, right? And this is what I don't get. We're only asking for 15, 20 minutes of your time – on the weekend, we do it from 10 in the morning till 12. So even if you are booked somewhere, there's no shows. Nobody has a show at 10 o'clock in the morning. You'll still be able to make your show. But you're going to come down. Paul has a team of photographers that are all, I don't want to say
Mark.
Experts, they graduated from the class. So they do all this different lighting and backgrounds. You know, so they, dude, if they can make me look good, they can make anybody look good. So they take the pictures, and then now you have a professional picture that you can, you know, if you want to make some 8x10s, they'll do that for you. They do videos. You cut promos. You come down. You get on the live broadcast. There's a ton of people there. So you get your name out. You start working on your brand. So we try to make it worth those guys' while and that way too, right, Manny?
Yeah. I mean, those who show up, I take care of. And Bobby knows that. And the rest of that have been taken care of know that, too. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not going to happen all the time, but it's my appreciation. Here's a little gas money. You know, thank you. Because the way our gas is now, it's expensive, especially if you come all the way towards Magic Mountain. You know?
Yeah.
And you got and you're chewing gum to keep your car going to cover up those holes or whatnot. You know?
Yeah,
and there was a wrestler that I took care of, you know.
Right.
Hey, thank
and
you for coming. You know, you need AAA.
And it's benefiting you because you're getting your brand out there. People are going to know who. Well, I'll give you a good example. Guyan comes to everything. Him and Enigma, they come and they promote and they say, hey, bro, I got my show coming up. Is it absolutely, dude? Promote your show or whatever. There's a picture in Paul's Photos. It was funny because the first one we had. Guyam came with the cape and everything like that, and he had all his cool gear. So they took some really cool pictures, but then they wanted some pictures of him running so that the cape would kind of fly or whatever. And it was so funny because he was so blown up. He goes, man, I'm more blown up doing that than wrestling or whatever because he kept running back and forth. So they would say, but that picture, it came out so good that Mark has put that in his shop. So now everybody who goes, they see that picture. And they, who's that? Oh, that's one of the wrestlers for UWC. Oh, he's got a show coming up if you want to see him. So that's what we're talking about, right, Manny?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
everybody benefits from Mark, from Paul's photo. You know?
Right, right.
Mark's been such a great sponsor, you know, helping us out and whatnot. You know, it's awesome. You know, we couldn't ask for anything else for this man right here to you know, and once again, condolence to his family for the loss of his father, you know.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool because we gave him some time, and then he even said, hey, man, you know, I got some stuff going on right now, but you guys are more than welcome, you know, to come down. It's always a pleasure to have you guys. So he told us, hey, man, if you want to come down on the 16th, let me know so we can make sure everything's set and good to go for you guys. So it is going to be Saturday, April 16th at Paul's Photos. We'll make sure and give the address and everything on the website and on our social media. So it's a whole thing. I mean, in the last one we had, there were so many people that we ended up going a little bit later or whatever. But, you know, Manny got the custom cornhole boards with the UWC logos on it. We play cornhole, and if you make them, you get your choice of either getting something off the prize table, or you could chop one of the wrestlers, and they could care less what's on that table. They just want to see somebody get chopped. So, and I think it was your daughter who said, "Hey, man, if I sink two in a row, can I choose?" And we're like, "Yeah, bam, sinks two in a row." She chose. I can't remember. I think she chose Manny, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So he got chosen.
Me and I think John too. I think Sean got.
Yeah, Sean Black. I put that one up on the. I put that one up on the instant message, but. Anyways, it's a vehicle for them to get their stuff out there, and it only benefits you. I know Sean's used some pictures from there. I know Guyam. Cristal, Coatele, and my daughter, too. She's used a few pictures from there for her stuff. I don't know what you call it, portfolio or whatever. So it's a good time. You know, and it's a way to get out there. Plus, we do the live broadcast, and, you know, you get your name out there and stuff like that. So we're actively working to get you out there. So that's what we're trying to convey to these wrestlers. And you know what, Manny, I got to reset real quick. Can you still hang on for a minute, Manny?
Yeah, right. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Let me reset real quick. We'll be right back. Hang on, everybody, real quick.
All right.
Your favorite writer. Hold on.
we started
this show with that from people that are crying. But real quick for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. Big show coming up on Sunday, June 26th. It's a little about 8 weeks away or whatever, but we're making a concerted effort to, you know, really, the last show was ridiculous. First of all, it was packed. Manny had to order extra chairs because there was so many people, and I think this one's going to be even more because there's already such a big buzz about it by bringing Santana. And now with Santana and Sean Black going up against Guy Cool and Hellman Rosecrans, it's going to be off the chain. So talking a little bit about, you know, what happened, why I got so upset today or whatever, but Manny, I don't know if you were listening, but, you know, once I put the card out, and the first match hasn't even been determined yet, I have a few people that my problem is that I have too many people that want to work that first match now because they heard about the show. So I'm trying to work it out to get that done. So when I put the matches out, okay, I put them on the DM, on the direct message or whatever. Hold on a second. I got somebody calling in. Let me take this call real quick, see who it is. Hang on, everybody. Hold on. It's turning. Hello, you're live on UWC. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Bobby Chulo there.
This is him. Who is this?
Solomon Grundy.
Oh, hey.
What's up, man?
Man, what's going on? Hey, did you get the phone number from the show right here? From the Facebook?
Yeah.
All right.
I said I'm gonna call in.
real quick. Hey, you know, real quick for the people listening, you know, I met Solomon Grundy at the first Lucha Expo out there. It was in Las Vegas or whatever. And I had been wanting to talk to him, but you know, he looked so different. He was talking to Vampiro and I didn't even recognize him. So I go, man, he probably thinks that I'm disrespecting him or whatever, but he was so cool. And I tried to steal some of his chewing tobacco off his table, but he caught me. So that kind of bonded us together. But hey, man, I'm glad you called, man. You know, it's funny because after I talked to him about that, we started talking about comfort zone, about getting out of your comfort zone and everything like that. And we talked about how he was one of the first people to go to Mexico not knowing anybody, not speaking the language or whatever, but he was so hungry that he made the trek out there and ended up, you know, becoming what he's becoming. Now, real quick, Solomon, I know we're talking about, you know, something different, but give me your thoughts on that, man. I have such a hard time with these guys that want all this money now. Now, when you were coming up in the business, that wasn't even a thought, right? Did you ever go
and
say, hey, man, I need this amount of money? Go ahead.
I wasn't thinking about money. I mean, I was just trying to get my name out, you know. Really, I mean, because there was no place to go in the States. You had to, you know, all these promoters trying to follow New York. And, you know, if you weren't working in New York, man, you're doing all these independent shows or, you know, because he was buying out Kansas City. And, you know, there was just nothing left here in the States, man. And,
yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you just have to go out of your comfort zone and go where they call you, you know?
Right. And, now,
you know, paying a price, man.
Dude, the dollar, the last time I was in Tijuana, the dollar was 11 to 1. This was a while back. And I paid I paid $8 and I sat in the sixth row at the auditorio in Tijuana. So that being said, you know, you're making a little bit less money over there than you would make in the States or whatever.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I actually made it. I mean, because I was working here for nothing, I said, you know, if I go there, really, I mean, you drive, you know, 200 miles for $60, $70, $100, man, because no, you don't have a name, you know, just to get on a show. But I went to Mexico for Paco Alonso for, I told him $100 a night and everything paid. And I never made $100 there, man. That was one of the, EMLL was, actually it was EMLL when I got there. But that was one of the best promoters, you know. I never made $100 there. Mm-hmm. They never paid me that. In fact, they paid like old school, where, like, for instance, the anniversary show with Ryo and Sin Cara, they paid you a percentage of the gate.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, like, I worked third match and made $1,000.
Oh, jeez.
So, in 1990, man.
But, see, that's the point I'm trying to make. You stuck it out, and you just say, well, if I'm not making $1,000 a night, I'm going back home. You stuck it out, and eventually it came to fruition, right?
Yeah, I did, but, you know, you can't. I mean, if you don't have a name, where are you going to go when you're asking for $500 a night? Who knows you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
So did you
– And it's not like now, you know, where the kids, the guys I work with didn't know English, but their kids now know English and Spanish,
mm-hmm.
you know. So when they go, they're not having to sit by and, I mean, you got to think on your feet when you're out there because nobody spoke your language. So, I mean, you better get ready, man.
Yeah,
it's not like that now.
Well, see, and plus back then, there was no internet. There was no Facebook, no YouTube or nothing like that. So the only way you could get out there was TV or maybe radio or whatever. So the struggle back then was, what, 5 times or 10 times as hard back then as it is now,
yeah.
Right? So what did you do to get your name out there? Just work the shows and try to do as much media as you could?
Yeah, I did every little newspaper or, you know, they would tell me, you need to go to radio. Okay, I'll go. Boxa Lucha helped me. Even some of their media stars, like Paco Stanley, which is he's no longer alive, or there used to be a kids show in San Angel.
Mm-hmm.
I would just show up, like, in the line.
Yeah.
And those guys knew me off of TV, and they would put me on the show. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, sure, man. And, I mean, that's how I got my name out there, man. I mean, it's,
man,
apart from Galavision was so strong in Mexico, you know.
Yeah.
It was very strong. And on Saturdays, man, they would go to the TV like nobody's business, man. And I don't care where you were, even in restaurants. So you're sitting in a restaurant and watching your match on the TV.
Yeah, and then Salomon Grundy walks in there. There he is. But that just goes to show more, even, you know, when I say getting out of your comfort zone, because you had to do all that, plus not speaking the language, which he speaks really good now. But, you know, back then, that you had to work that much harder, you know, to get your name out there.
Yeah.
But you know what? Real quick, I'm sorry, man, but I'm running up against the clock. I got like 4 people that were waiting to get on, but luckily I got to you first because I just picked one and it happened to be you. But you know what? We got to get you on the regular show so we could talk a little bit about that, because when I had you on last time, we were talking about how the commentator said that you were looking for a wife and you had all these people coming up to you and giving you these numbers and stuff like that. So I want this audience to be able to hear some stuff like that. You still get that to this day? I imagine you do.
Yeah, no, man. I mean, it's I still laugh about that, you know, because it was so funny, man. You know, people would be sticking phone numbers in my at the airport or whatever, or mothers telling me, "Hey, this is my daughter," and I'm like, "What is going on?" Man, you know, and I mean, it was even when I married my wife. We went to Armando's Vasquez to get a refrigerator, and I told her I can't go in here. And so we went in there, and we were there like 2 hours, and all those girls would say, "Who are you?" And she said, "I'm his secretary." And they would say, "Okay, well, give him my number." And so
yeah,
she was collecting
keep
all
it going.
Numbers, you know.
Yeah, you know, we got to talk about that too, because a lot of the promoters and stuff like that don't like the women, you know, to say that they're married and that they have, or they have a boyfriend or whatever, because they want to keep, I don't know, the illusion or whatever alive.
Right,
so these
right.
guys will come and see these shows
yeah.
and stuff like that. But I'm tell you what, man, I'll definitely keep in touch and get you on so we could talk a little bit
yeah.
more about that. But for the people listening,
sure,
man. We gotta check out Salomon Grundy. I'm gonna get him back on here so we can talk about that. But real quick before I let you go, I can't remember what I tried. Did you have some Red Man Gold Blend? Is that what it was that day, or
what was it?
What when you were at the table and I tried to take some? Was that Red Man Gold Blend or Skoll? What'd you have there?
I had Copenhagen.
Yeah, oh, that's what it was, because the Copenhagen is so expensive, Skoll and all that, but Copenhagen's like a good $3 more, and you know, and I'm cheap, I can't afford it,
yeah.
So I think I saw it, and I'm like, I thought it was because your table was next to Mariachi Loco and Little Cholo, and I
yeah,
thought
yeah.
it was best, and you go, hey man, that's
yeah.
mine, but of course, he goes, dude,
hey,
that's what you
hey,
want,
Bobby.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if he's not busy Saturday on the 16th, come on down, check it out.
Well,
that'll be hard for him to do because
he'll be commuting from Texas, so it would be kind of hard for him to get down here. But maybe we'll work something out or whatever. But
yeah,
hey,
I don't have to buy 2 tickets now.
Well, real quick before I let you go, you know, I'm sorry for the people who are holding. I just got one more question. You know, when we did that Lucha Expo, it was in Las Vegas, and it was really cool. You know, and then the next one was in San Diego, which was even better because you're so close to the Tijuana border, We were able to bring a lot of people over. Now, this next one is going to be in Philadelphia because they were saying, well, that's where they brought Lucha to the forefront on the East Coast with Rey Mysterio and Psicosis and Juventud.
Right.
Now, Kevin and I go back and forth because I'm thinking, man, I don't know if that's going to draw because you're so in a different area. Give me your thoughts on that. You think they'll do pretty well because Lucha's like worldwide now? Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, like, those guys didn't even want to invite me to Vegas. Do you know that?
No, I had no idea. That was my first time going for On the Mat radio. I was working for a different company. Now they brought me on board, and they had brought me on board when they went to San Diego. So this is going to be the first time that I haven't gone with them since San Diego. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, those guys didn't even acknowledge Iowa's history there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, I mean, I know I've been gone a long time, but, you know, I should have been over there with the veteran, with the Leyenda, but,
yeah,
you know, they stuck me over there, but which is fine. I'm cool with that. But, they didn't even want to invite me.
Man, I didn't think about that till you said that. You were over there where Little Cholo and all them were, and then they were way on the other side. It was Mano Negra and Pirata Morgan, all them were way over on the other side. I didn't even think about that till you said that right now. But it Solomon Gurney, big part
and
of history.
And they wouldn't invite me to San Diego either.
Uh-huh.
I guess they don't consider me, for Americans in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, but nobody, you know, I mean, you can't consider Conan like that because he spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
He's a Cuban, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing against him. And then they had Vampiro there, which Vampiro suffered a lot too, you know. They wouldn't even let him work. I was sitting in the office when they told him, "Nah, man, if you want to work here, you need to get your butt upstairs and train."
Yeah.
So that's what he did, man.
Yeah.
They didn't,
I remember
they
him talking about
that. Him. Yeah. I mean, it was tough, man.
I'll tell you what. With this show, with UWC Radio, I'll bring you back on, and we'll talk about all that. We'll talk about the struggle and everything like that for sure.
Thanks for taking my call, man.
Absolutely. You are welcome anytime for the people listening to us. We'll get it back on. I'll make sure to post it on the social media. And you know what I forgot? On your social media, it's under your regular name, not Solomon Grundy, right?
Yeah, it's under Tim Haygood.
Tim Haygood.
H-A-G-O-O-D.
Hey, what part of Texas are you from? You calling from
San Antonio?
Okay, because I got a buddy that's a promoter. His name is Billy.
Billy, where is he at?
El Paso, Texas.
That's out there. Well, I'll tell you what. Manny and I have planned many a trip out there to Texas because he wants to scout some talent and stuff like that. So if we're out that way, we'll make a concerted effort to, I'll tell you what, I haven't been to Texas, but I heard certain places that the food's really good. So we'll have to go out, sit down, and we'll probably talk for a couple of hours out there, talking about the old days and stuff like that. So I'll definitely make that happen for the people listeners. If you put Tim Haygood in your little search engine on Facebook, he keeps a lot of people up to date on what's happening. He's been helping with some training out there.
I have a lot of Spanish stuff on the Facebook and, all that stuff. Whenever you want, man, let me know and I'll come on your radio.
Definitely. I will definitely be in touch for the people listeners. Make sure you check out Tim Haygood, Solomon Grundy, for sure. Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was just going to say, tell all these Lucha fans hello and thank y'all for doing what you're doing, man. Keeping it alive.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, man, we appreciate you coming on, and I'll talk to you real soon. All right, my man?
Take care, man.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Man.
Tim Haygood, Solomon Grundy. Make sure you check him out. Be right back. Hang on. Hey, real quick for the people listening this year, here you're at UWC Radio. Hey, that was pretty cool that Solomon Grundy called in. I had forgot, you know, we talked a lot at the Lucha Expo, and we talked for a long time because, dude, you know, like he was saying, he traveled to Mexico not speaking any, you know, Spanish or whatever whatsoever, and they dropped him off like right in the middle, and he called somebody, said, well, I'm going to send somebody to pick you up, but they didn't come till the next day and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
wow.
that is commitment, you know, to doing that. And like he said, they told me they paid me, you know, $100, and I didn't even get that, but I stuck it out, and then I ended up getting $1,000 when, you know, when they started taking, you know, giving you a percentage of the door or whatever. So, hey, man, you know, that just goes to show that somebody with the experience that, you know, really, you know, stuck it out or whatever. So, you know, Manny,
yeah.
I think what happened, and Sonia, sorry, I had a couple of people on the line, okay? I started talking to Solomon Grundy, but before that, when we were talking about stuff like that, about paying people, about trying to get the show to work and trying to bring people up, a couple of them dropped off. So I think they said, oh, man, it's getting too real for me or whatever. So they ended up hanging up. So that's cool. You know, and real quick, I'll take it around the horn, okay, and we'll start with Manny. We're not saying, hey, man, F you, you know, or whatever. This is why I got upset today, because we all work, you know what I mean? And I'm in the middle of working and I'm trying to get some stuff done. And you know, I had other things going on after work, you know, and then I had the podcast and stuff like that. And my phone goes off with somebody saying, man, I need more money. And then it goes off again. It says, man, I only work for X amount of money or whatever. And I'm thinking, dude, I already booked the show. What is wrong with you? Or whatever. So that set me off. I said, you know what? I had enough of these guys or whatever. I'm going to end up start being like Manny and say, you know what? Goodbye. I'm not even going to deal with you anymore or whatever. So I said, look, I had guests. I had Príncipe Peru and I had Legendario, who's Legendario now. And I said, hey, man, I'm sorry, but I'm going to rebook you for the following Tuesday, because these people need to know. They need to know that we are not trying to rip you off, dude. We are trying to make a home for you to where you can shine. So, Manny, I'll start with you. It's up to you as the wrestler to do your thing, get your stuff out there. The people like you. You're putting butts in seats. People want to see you. They want to see what's happening. We'll be more than happy to move you up in the car. And when you get moved up in the car, it might not be that much, but you're going to get a little more. But it's completely up to the wrestler, correct?
Well, right off the bat, Fabi, it's like this. Those who complain they want more money, bye.
Yes.
Cut and dry. That's it. Okay. Now, those who really want to make a name for themselves, they'll show up on the 16th. They'll show up at whatever promotion we have to sell themselves. Okay.
Right.
That's the entertainment business. Okay. Music, actors, whatnot. Okay. You have to get out there and sell yourself. You know, be seen, be noticed. That's how you get that star in Hollywood. That's how you get that Grammy. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to sell yourself. You know, Bobby, I've been in the business for many years in entertainment business. Wrestling is the same thing, okay?
Yep.
That's why I believe in promotion. The more they see their logos and whatnot, people are going to recognize us. Oh, I recognize that company. I know that company. Wow.
Exactly.
Okay?
Let's try to get
a hold of the booker and see if we can get on that gig, you know?
Right.
But I'm not into, hey, I need more money. I need more money, too. To put them butts in the seat.
Hey, I would love to make, you know, a good amount of money and go home and take the family out to eat and do all that. But we don't. We do it for you. We're trying to get you out there. We're trying to grow as a company. But Sonia, would you agree? You know, as a wrestler, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it, right?
100% agree with that. Mm-hmm. Like you have to, like I've been saying, you got to pay your dues to earn your dues.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in paying your dues. I mean, nobody in this business has made it without paying dues. I mean, even Hulk
exactly.
Hogan paid dues. You know, he worked in Florida and he put his time in and stuff like that. You talk to all the greats, man. They you know, Ric Flair was carrying Dusty Rhodes' bag for years or whatever. And look at what he became. You know, nobody
exactly.
starts off in the fast lane. You know what I mean? You have to get into the slow lane to move over to the fast lane. This is what we're trying to tell you. We will help you. We are more than happy to help you get to where you want to get to. But if in the beginning you're going to say, no, I need this and I'm not working for, okay, no problem. There's been a few people since this has got started that have told me that. And I've said, hey, bro, I totally understand. No problem. There's no way we could pay that because we have a budget, but no hard feelings. There's a couple of them who I haven't seen them work in a while. You know what I mean? So to me, I would rather work, get my name out there because I'm comfortable in what I do, and then it'll come. You know, that's
yep.
the point that we're trying to make here. And another thing, and I'll take this around the horn too. You know, a lot of guys say, well, I don't want to work with this guy. Well, I don't want to work with this guy. But, you know, it's up to you as a wrestler to bring it out in this guy. And I gave this as an example. Original Dr. Maldad, the one that's Acero Dorado's father-in-law, I wrestled him a few times, and that dude just did not mess around. I mean, when he put me up for a body slam, I didn't even have to get set. He would just bring it out of me. So if I didn't have my A game, I was going to get crushed. So that dude made me wrestle at another level. You know what I mean? Same thing with Pete back in the day. Okay, how can I put it? If he chopped you and you didn't sell it, it's going to come 100 more times harder. And you're going to sell
it.
So he will, know what I'm saying, Manny? You as a wrestler should be able to bring it out in another wrestler if he's not a good dance partner. You get what I'm saying, Manny?
I understand that, yeah. But see, once again, you got these guys that watch so much TV. So, well, I'm a professional wrestler. You're not a professional wrestler until you hit the big screen. And even when you're a professional wrestler, the pros don't even want to deal with you because you don't know how to do your job, you know?
Right.
So, you know what? It's like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Listen.
There's certain,
you know, if you're hungry, you'll come out to all these events and sell yourself. Even if you go to other promotions, if you don't wrestle, you go and you sit in the fans, you know?
Right.
Let the promoter see you. Let your fans see you. You know, a lot of these wrestlers that complain about this and that, where are your fans following you? I have not yet seen any fans, you know, following their wrestlers,
mm-hmm.
you know?
That's true.
It's all the word of mouth that we're doing from promotions and whatnot of you and I and our crew that's helping us do the promotion. I don't hear, my daughters are right there selling tickets right there. Well, I'm here to see this person. I'm here to see that. I tell them to log it down. Who are they here to see? The ones who are here to support are their families, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones who get in free,
mm-hmm.
you know?
But
and
honestly,
where are the fans, Manny,
on this show, this last show, a few people, and this is, I don't think it's ever happened, who came up to me, who that was their first show, and they were like, dude, this was a show. I didn't know what to expect. I just thought it was going to be wrestlers or whatever, wrestling, but it was a show. You know, so I had to tell Manny, dude, I was wrong because I fight with him. I go, dude, you don't need all those bells and whistles. All you need is a DJ and the music and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, nah, man, I got to do this because it's got to be the people from the first match on. I want that thing to pop right from the beginning. And he was right. And I had to tell him, I said, hey, Manny, you know, I was wrong, dude. People came up to me and said, dude, that was a show. And now I want to bring such and such to come and check it out. Because when people hear pro wrestling or lucha libre or whatever, they for some reason they just think, oh, you're a bunch of animales and it's just going to be, you know, silly or whatever. But when they see a show like that and they go, wow, this was a show. We were entertained. That's what we're talking about. That's what you know, brings the people to the people. Like they're going to go home and go, nah, dude, when we came over here, it's a show. And you could bring the kids. They're not cursing. They're not stabbing each other, you know, and stuff like that. It's a good family friendly show and it's very entertaining. And that's the goal, right, Manny?
Yeah.
So
exactly. On top of that too, we have good food too.
Yeah. See, that's another thing. I'm sorry, Sonia, but you can divulge on this too. It's It's a whole thing. We have good food. We have all the amenities, merchandise, and stuff like that. Hold on a second. Hello, you're live on UWC Radio. Who's this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who's this?
This is Mr. Work in Progress.
Hey, you know what? It's a good thing that you called, because it was funny, because Sonia was talking, and she said, you know, my kids really enjoyed Work in Progress. He was really nice to them, and they went away with a good feeling.
Yeah.
It was really cool. He gave them some cards. They ended up buying some stuff. Go ahead, Sonia. Tell them what we were talking about.
Yeah, my boyfriend's daughter, she loves you. You're like her favorite wrestler. She has your shirt saved. She won't wear it because you autographed it. She won't watch it. She has your card still. You're her favorite to see when I take her to the shows.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what it's all about, you know? If the wrestling's fun, the wrestling's cool, but when you kind of make that connection and you kind of see a twinkle in someone's eye, that makes it all worth it.
She always brings you up. Is he going to be there? And I was like, yep, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, tell her to stay tuned, because I might have some additional goodies available next time.
Awesome.
So I'm working on it right now. It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Bobby, that right there is a lot. Because, Eric Estrada, when George Lopez was young, Eric Estrada shut him down. Okay?
Yeah.
And he remembers
that.
Now, look at George Lopez
again.
Now this little baby is going to remember this for life. I remember this wrestler back then,
Yeah, she's always
sick. And that's great.
Real quick to the guy who was calling for the 951. I'm sorry, but I put you in the screening room and it took you out. If you want to call back, I'll try to put you on hold. But real quick to Mr. Work in Progress, he is another one of the wrestlers that I said, hey, man, I got an opening. Yeah, bro, no problem. I have to have this amount, and I got to be in this match, and I got to be here and stuff like that. And I've seen Mr. As a matter of fact, I just saw him at the last show that I went to out there in Stanton at De La O's or whatever. So real quick, talk a little bit about that. You're just trying to – it's a work in progress. You're trying to get your name out there, so you'll work the match. The people see you, just like Sonia and the kids, they went away with a good feeling. So they're going to tell their friends, hey, bro, come and see Mr. Work in Progress. That's what it's all about, right?
I mean, it's 100%. I mean, honestly, obviously, in this business that we all love, pro wrestling, there's a lot of theatrics, let's be real. But in all actuality, this isn't just a gimmick or a character. This is pretty much my life. If anybody that follows my Instagram, I put up a post maybe a couple days ago that said, a couple months ago, I was 240 pounds, switched up my diet, started exercising a little bit more. So I came all the way down to 215. So it's not just, I still have more to go, but it's not just, hey, let me get better in the ring, let me get better, in training and whatnot. It's really getting better in life in general, and it's all about learning, on a daily basis, not just in the ring, but also outside the ring.
Yeah. And Mr. Work in Progress is one of the guys who, he did his match. When he was done, he went to the back, he put a sweatshirt on, came back out, sat at his merch table, and was like, hey, bro, even if you don't buy it, here's a card. Just hang on to it so they know who Mr. Work in Progress is or whatever. Because like we were talking about, I don't know if you were listening earlier, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. So Mr. Work in Progress is perfect for what we got going on. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. But on Saturday, the 16th, we have the big, we call it a live broadcast / photo shoot, and Paul's Photo, who's one of the sponsors here, dude, I'm telling you, I never thought about it, but they have these filters and these lighting and these different backgrounds, and I mean, you just look awesome. I mean, so many people got pictures out of it, so we're hoping, if he's not busy, Mr. Work in Progress will be able to come down so we can get some pictures of him, and then that'll help us as well as helping you, right?
Yeah, I hope so too. A little peeling back the curtain as well. Life happens a lot for me as well. I just got out of work right now, and I was like, let me call in. I know you guys have been talking about a lot of things, And, you know, I'd love to, you know, put in whatever is input that I can provide. Obviously, I've still got a lot to learn. But like I said, anytime there's an opening as far as, like, getting myself out there, communicating, networking, pictures and whatnot, if there's new fans, like, I mean, even earlier today, I hit up one of the guys that I you know, does graphics, and I'm like, you know what, it's time for the second round of cards. So hopefully by the next couple of days, I'll have a new design, and the next time, you know, I get to perform for anybody, I'll have brand new cards to pass out to everybody that, you know, that whether they have one of my previous one or not. You know, I'd love to, you know, that's my thing. I want to be able to, you know, just have something for everybody. You know, obviously, still being new, a lot of people don't know who I am. So my biggest fear is when I come through that curtain, I don't want people to not know who I am. So I always, you know, I always respectfully ask, like, hey, you know, now that there's a crowd, is it okay for me to go out there, pass out my cards? Everybody's always been, you know, very gracious and, you know, yeah, absolutely. That way I can, you know, at least that can be a perception that, or that can be something that, you know, I have his card. And not just that, people will go home with a memory, but now people can also go home with, oh, I have his card. Now they can go home with not just the memory, but also something physical that they can take home.
Right, like Sonia.
One day I'll be a collector's item.
That really works.
Yeah. And just for the record, you know, I have plans for Mr. Work in Progress because, first of all, he had to wrestle me in a tag. And, dude, I was 310 pounds, you know, at that show. But I've gotten down to 280 only because when Cotto took the challenge, I said, man, I gotta get on that treadmill because this dude can go. So I've been progressing, no pun intended, you know, and keep going. So I'm like, dude, I'm gonna bring him in. We're gonna really make it happen or whatever. So again, since, you know, no complaints, just want to get out there. Now we're gonna start moving him up. You know what I mean? So we got a lot of stuff planned and all that. And I know I think I can speak for Manny and Sonia. We appreciate it, man. You know, you take the time to get out there.
Yeah.
And the kids walk away, you know, in a good place, for lack of a better term. So I think I can speak for them too, that we appreciate it. Right, Manny?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when you bring your merchandise, have somebody watch them. So while you're backstage and getting yourself set to go, your merchandise and somebody can sell it. I had no problem once again for the wrestlers. Hey, Manny, can I sell my merch? No problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Get a table there and let's do it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to, we had a lot of Samoanos there, so if you have some 3X or 4X, you might want to, you know, have a couple of those, because those are some big dudes.
I would have sold a lot more, and it's not about money at all, honestly. Like, I just love being able to, you know, like, you know, see somebody's face, whether they're adult or a kid, light up. But yeah, there was, like, I think there was, like, a couple kids that, like, they wanted a shirt, but the smallest I had was a small. So now I gotta, you know, see about getting even smaller, you know, smaller T-shirt sizes. But yeah, now looks like I need to get some double XL or triple XLs as well.
Yeah, definitely. I was surprised at how many people were there. But real quick before I let you go, because I got a couple people waiting, give me your thoughts on that, because you were there at the last show. I mean, it wasn't just a wrestling match. It was a show with all, because I fight with Manny about all the bells and whistles and stuff like that. But I thought it was pretty cool, right?
I thought so too. I love, like, kind of the ring announcer. He sounded like a DJ, and I thought that was such a cool addition to the show overall, because I think a lot of people don't realize is, like, what you guys do. You guys are putting on a show. You're not putting on matches. You're putting on a show. So how can you not just put on a show, but also have it stand out from other companies as well, to make, like, I got a choice to make. Let me go with the more unique show. Let me go with something that has a little bit more pizzazz that other shows don't.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hear you. Hey, real quick, Mr. Work in Progress, for the people listening, if you want to check him out, what's the social media?
You can follow me on Instagram or social media, Mr. WIP01. I always tell whatever shows I'm that's coming up and whatnot. And again, what I truly love is when people tag me in pictures, because, you know, I like saving them, screenshotting them, so I can. I want to be able to put like a big collage of pretty much anybody that has been able to take a picture with me, and I want to put it all together at some point.
He'll definitely be with us on the show that's coming up on June 26th, so make sure you keep an eye out for that. Mr. Work in Progress, we'll talk to you real soon. Hopefully you can make it out on the CTV.
Hey, hey, Tommy, we also got photos of the wrestlers that performed that day, too, from Paul's Photos crew that were there.
Okay, cool, cool.
And then also a video that I'm working on that should be on YouTube soon. I'm going through it and make sure everything looks sharp, and then I'll let everybody know, you know.
Okay, cool.
About the
Thank you.
Awesome.
And you
thank you
we'll
so much for everything.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Work in Progress. I'll talk to you soon. All right, my man?
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Thanks
Bye.
For calling in.
Thank you, brother.
Mr.
Bye-bye.
Work in Progress,
care,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Make sure you check him out. All right. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hold on a second. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Caller, can you hear me? Who is this?
Tony Reyes, what's going on, Fabi?
Dude, you know what? Here's because I'm running the board, so I tried to put you in the green room, and it only stays there for a couple of seconds, and it cuts you off. So I must have cut Tony off three or four times, so I left him on hold. But you know, I would say I'm new, but I'm not. I just screwed it up. But anyways, good to have you on. I'm glad that Tony called. I'm glad because Tony runs his own shows. He's been doing it for a long time. And Tony's another one that don't put up with that, man. I mean, you know, Tony, you know, he's got a budget that he has to work with. He wants to put on the best show as possible. You know, he real quick, Tony, for the people listeners, talk a little bit about that because, you know, that's kind of what set me off today is, you know, we're trying to get you out there. We're trying to, you know, make sure that you have a place to shine. And when you call and say, well, I'm not working because I need X amount of money or whatever, it just takes all the wind out of my sails and gives me a bad taste in my mouth. So talk a little bit about that because you do shows. You know, tell us how you work it because for some reason – they feel that they can call me and say, I need all this money, you know, but I don't think they do that to Tony because Tony, you kind of tell me how that goes with you.
Some of them definitely try. Here's the thing. If I make a deal with you, the deal's the deal.
Yeah.
If not, I don't need you. You know?
Yeah.
But I want to consider this a teachable moment. Okay.
Okay.
You know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. You know, as a wrestler, it's your job to make money. You know, it's your career. You're going to get, you know, you've all said it sitting here. You're going to get what you get out of it, what you put in it.
Right.
Just like a computer. Okay. So When you call a promoter or when you talk to a promoter calls you, you have to set that deal right then and there.
Mm-hmm. And stick
And stick to it. You know, mm-hmm. the thing with me, like, our deal is, you know, you guys rent the ring for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I wrestle for you, I'm not really too concerned about that envelope. I've never asked for money. I've known you for years. You know what I'm worth. You guys had me in the main event. You guys take care of me. I'm not gonna make waves about you know, my envelope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When we talk about spreading the wealth, you know, the last show, you know, I told Tony, I said, hey, man, I don't have a spot for you on this show, you know, because I have to spread the wealth. Tony didn't go, well, then I ain't working for you no more. That's it. I'm done. He goes, okay, no problem. You know, and then we ended up working it out to where now he's going to be on this show, and it's a semi-main, and everybody's talking about it because it's going to be him and AJ against Chaz and Kayam. You know what I mean? So it all works out in the wash, man. We have a spot for Tony. And like I was saying, I don't know if you're listening to the show, a lot of the guys that I talked to and said, hey, bro, I got to spread the wealth. I don't want to bring you down and drive all the way from Riverside or whatever and not be able to at least give you what I want. I got to share the wealth. So I'm not going to have you on this show, but the next one for sure. And the ones that were professional, absolutely no problem. Fabi, just call me. Let me know what's up and we're good to go. So Tony didn't complain
right.
and say, well, if you can't put me on this show, I got to be on every show or I'm out or whatever. No problem. And now it ended up being better because that's what the people wanted to see. Tony came out and saved him last time. So they said, man, if you know, since you put him with AJ, they got a score to settle with this. And now that they got Chaz in there, who's the caveman from hell, we want to see that. You know what I'm saying?
That does sound like a great match, though.
And Bobby.
Yeah.
You know, even though Tony didn't wrestle for us, he still did a great job for us as a
commentary. Yeah.
Him and Mike, you know.
Yeah.
And that was awesome, man. You know, so he could do whatever, you know, anything pretty much, you know.
So he helped
us out a lot, you know, in our company. He's helped us out a lot, and I give him a lot of credit for everything, you know. Mm-hmm. He pulled us out of the hole sometimes, man. You know, last-minute calls,
He filled the hole that we needed or whatever and didn't complain about it. That's what we're talking about. Now, Tony, speaking of that, you got your own show coming up. When's that 3PW show?
Actually, it's April 9th. It's next Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Buena Park American Legion.
Now,
I'll be there.
Manny's been talking about that Sergeant Major dude for the last two or three times that I've talked to him. Is he booked on that show?
He is. He's supposed to be there. We're not sure what he's doing yet, but he's supposed to be there.
Okay. Well, real quick, for the people listening, if you check out Tony Reyes on your social media, whatever, he puts up a lot about, you know, his show's coming up, 3PWA, you know, what he's got going on. He's with us on June 26th, and a lot of people have been talking about that match because that's a, you know, when we try to put the card together, we want to make sure that people go, damn, that's different. I want to see that. So this is the epitome of that because you got Tony – the crazy cowboy / cage match crazy expert whoop you with the bull rope teamed with the wild Samoan shooter versus Guyam the luchador that's wrestled everybody and the caveman from hell. So that's what we're talking about. People are like, dude, that interests me. I want to go see that. So we definitely look forward, you know, to checking out that match. But guys like Tony, who've been in the business for so long, they realize that. He's not going to call me and go, hey, bro, you don't got a spot for me. I'm not doing it. Get the ring from somebody else. F you, whatever. He knows, you know, because he does his own shows. You can't, you know, you have to spread the wealth, and you got to make sure, you know, that everybody gets taken care of and that the guys you're going to bring are guys who want to be there and want to make a good show, not just come make a paycheck. Right, Tony?
You know, here's the thing. You can't book the same people every time.
Right.
You know, If you run, you know, eight shows in the same locations, you know, a year, and you run the same 12 guys, you only have so many matches that you can do.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
People are going to be like, didn't I already see this match?
Yeah.
You know, you've got to put a little bit of flavor on it. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you bringing in Santana. That's a great choice, man. He is a very entertaining guy. I brought him in on one of my shows.
Right.
I love that dude. You know, especially after the TMZ buzz.
Yeah. Well, that's why we
don't
had
be
to
trying
have
to
show. Yeah, because he's got so much.
Don't be trying
going
to jump on Mikey.
Yeah, no doubt. He's the real deal or whatever. But, you know, that's great and everything, and I appreciate that. But here's the thing. Tony Reyes and I had a cage match back in Orange County back in the day. And I was so beat up. And I think Tony had wrestled either the day before or that same day or whatever. So he was a little worn out. So, man, I must have landed on Tony two or three times. You know, Tony's like, oh, shit, or whatever. So before everything is done, because I don't have much left, bro. I'm telling you, I'm on the tail end. Although I have been making a concerted effort to get in shape. We got to have that cage match one more time before I can't do it anymore. So right here on UWC Radio with the promoter himself and the owner and the proprietor of UWC, Manny Pinson, can we make that happen?
Yeah, we can make it.
with the real cage, not one that's put together with zip ties or whatever, with the real cage, because if you do that, Tony and I are going to go right through it.
All right, let's work it. Let's get it going.
Okay, all right, Tony.
You know what?
There you go, man.
Challenge accepted.
Because I remember, you know, I was trying to pick up Tony for the power bomb. Don't ask me. I don't know. I thought it was Hercules or whatever. But I went to get him up, and he went to give me the back body drop off of that. But his leg went out from under him. I don't know if it popped or whatever. But, dude, I landed like an accordion. He just went, because I landed on top of him. And I thought I killed him. Tony, are you okay? I'm okay. Get off me. I owe him big time or whatever. So this time we'll make sure we make it happen, man, and we'll get it out there, whatever. So definitely before I'm retired and can't do it anymore, which is not too far, you know, from around the corner, we're definitely going to do that again. I would definitely like to do that, you know, one more time. And for some reason, I'm hoping there's some way we can get your daughter out here, because we had such a good match and such a heat and a pop and everything when we had that match with the six-sided ring or whatever. I mean, those are two things that are on the bucket list before I can't do it anymore. So hopefully, Tony, we can work that out. What do you say?
You name the time, I'll get her out here.
Okay, perfect. That's what I'm talking about. And I talked to Nicolette, too. She's like, yeah, that was one of the first times that I ever was kind of scared, because people were like, dude, they were coming out of their seats, you know, to come and, like, break it up and stuff like that. So it really drew well. So I think we could do it again. So, hey, Tony, I appreciate it, man. We appreciate all, you know, I think I can speak for both Manny and Sonya. We appreciate, you know, all that you do and stuff like that. It's good that we have this little bit of an outlet here so people can know what's going on, man. I mean, you know, anybody can rent a venue in a ring and put a show on, but it takes a lot if you want to do it right. And nobody knows that more than Tony. So we appreciate you coming on. All right, my man?
All righty. Thank you.
All right, hey, Tony, promote your show again. Where are you going to be at?
Yeah, 3PWA.
3PWA, Buena Park, American Legion, post 354. Showtime is 6 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30. Be there Saturday, guys. Show up.
And we'll make sure we post that on our social media and stuff like that, so that people can come check it out. Definitely be worth your while. Go ahead, Tony.
I will reiterate this. You know, it is a family-friendly show. You know, you could go watch the, you know, Blood and Gut show somewhere else.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
Or you could bring the kids to our show and have a good time.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And it's what
just
it's all
saying.
About, man.
Yep.
My
grandkids had a great time at the last show that we went to for Tony.
They
were all into it.
They were having a blast.
Yeah, people all have kids, and they want to take them, you know, and if you start doing stupid stuff, you're just going to go home. So we definitely don't want that. All right, Tony, man, we appreciate it.
Right.
For the people listening, I got to reset real quick because I've been talking so much. But, Tony, we'll see you real soon, and we'll be right back after this. Tony Reyes, everybody, make sure to check out 3PWA.
See you guys.
One more time for Manny. Hold on.
Yes, sir. Every time I bring my wallet out, I cry like that.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate you guys being able to hang in here or whatever. We went kind of long today, but, you know, I'm gonna leave it like this. I'm gonna let Manny have his word. Okay, I'll start with Sonya. We'll let Sonya have her last word. Then we'll let Manny, and then I'll give my last word, and we'll get the heck out of here. So go ahead, Sonya. Give us, just wrap it up, you know, as to what we were talking about.
Yeah, as far as like, the people crying about their pay and what spot they have, like, dude, just be humble, and your time will come. And then, as for you retiring, if Vince McMahon could still be out there, you could still be out there.
I know. Well, you know, I've made a concerted effort, man. I feel much better now. The more, you know, I keep training and cleaning up the diet, man, it's getting a lot better. So, you know, who knows? There's quite a few things I want to do before, you know, I call it quits or whatever. And getting that Pistol Pete name out there to show. It's funny because Manny, Jesse Hernandez, I went to work for him, and that's what he said. He goes, man, I could tell you were trained by Pistol Pete or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, dude, because he knows. You know what I mean? Him and Pete know each other from way back in the day, so he knows. So go ahead, Manny. Give us those last thoughts as the main man for UWC.
Well, I'm not the main man. We are the main persons, all of us, okay? I share everything that we do, you know, and I appreciate everything that the Pete's family has done, and you, Fabi, you know, and my family, you know, I appreciate everything. And the wrestlers, you know what? Train hard, learn the business, okay? Because one day you'll get what you want. But until then, you know what? You need to earn your way up, you know, because it's a hard business to be in. And there are wrestlers that have been in the business for many years, haven't made it, and are broke or pass away in the business trying to get to the big screen, you know. And it's hard for everybody's family in this business.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't have insurance.
Yeah. You know? And to me, dude, I would have to say, you know, you got to humble yourself, man. You just have to. There's a lot of times I have to humble myself. I'll give you a good example. When Nicolette and I worked out in out there in Orange County, and Jack Cartwright, who's, I think he's with AAA now or whatever, when I worked that dude, that woke me up. Because, man, that dude, he's a former gymnast, and he just got finished working for New Japan. And when I worked that dude, man, and he flew out that ring and did a spinning thing or whatever, and I was barely able to catch him. I thought, man, this, you know, it's time to humble yourself and get yourself back to a certain level and whatever. So you have to be humbled. I'm telling you, you'll get there. If you put the work in and you just, you know, what's it called? Put your head down and keep working or whatever, it will come. I'm telling you. But if you start acting like you're a big shot and you start asking for all these demands and all that, you're not going to last. I'm telling you. I'm here to tell you to this day. No, I never made it to WWE or WCW or whatever. But my thing was I got a lot of work. I didn't make that much money or whatever, but I got a lot of work. I got a lot of experience. And as I was able to work with a lot of people that I wanted to work with and made a lot of friends, you know, in that whole genre. You know, back then, I don't know if Manny feels the same way or whatever, but, you know, I enjoyed just going to the show and hanging. Like, I remember Jake Rebel and I, Martin gave us a room together because we were doing this big tour, and we talked all night about wrestling Hardcore Kid and, you know, doing Happy Harry Hogwash and stuff like that. And stuff, I'm a post a picture of that time. And when you see that picture, you're going to go, oh my God, this dude would do anything to make these people pop. I'm telling you, I'm going to put that picture up and I'll hear a lot about it. But we had a good time. Back then, you know, when Jack Rebel and I were working for Martin, you know, his wife would make these big dinners with pot roasts and all that. And after the matches, we'd go and hang out. And like, that meant a lot to me, just to be able to hang. And it was like a whole, like a family, like a camaraderie. And we're starting to lose that now because everybody just wants to be a star. They want to be on YouTube and they want to have a TikTok and stuff. And that's kind of a lost, you know, lost art now. So, hey, man, humble yourself. Just enjoy the ride. You know, we'll take care of you. We'll get you there or whatever. We're trying for you. You just can't be a big shot. I mean, would you guys agree?
Yep,
it's all 100%. A team effort.
Yeah,
team
exactly.
Effort. There's no I in individual.
Yeah. When all this first started, okay, and we went to go have a meeting at Manny's house, and Manny wasn't there. And I said, what the heck is he doing? You know, we told him we'd be this. And they go, oh, no, he'll be right here or whatever. Man, he walked in with the best donuts and coffee that I ever had in my life. So I was like, this is what I'm talking about, man. You know, we just all had a good time. And it was really cool, you know. And to me, that's what it should be all about. All of us working for the same, you know, to get to the promised land is what we're talking about.
Same goal,
so, yeah, you know what I mean? And now it's growing. You know, like that. Look at now, the meetings are just to be Manny and I. Now, when we get closer, it's all of us. It's all the Marquez family, and it's us. And, you know, people are like, hey, man, we got something here. Let's grow this thing or whatever. And even that, too, you know, I didn't know there was a root beer espresso coffee or whatever.
Oh,
until Pee-Pee Jello.
That one was actually really good.
Yeah,
I don't drink coffee, but that was a really great drink.
And, And the last meeting, Manny and I met at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't get out of there till 12:30 because we talked – after the meeting, we talked about, you know, days of bodyguarding this person and all the stuff that went on here and there and all that. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, just that, where you have a good time or whatever instead of fighting about money and saying you should be here and you should be there or whatever. That's the point I'm trying to get across. Right, Manny?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so – Sonia, appreciate you coming on. Please tell PG Jello and them that we look forward to seeing them on Sunday because that's the big meeting, you know, to go home to where we're going to have everything, to where we have everything set in stone. I am going to try the root beer, whatever it is, because I had a taste of it and it was great. So that was on a secret menu or something. So I'm definitely going to try it. And then Manny gets these little baby Cokes. I don't know. They're like bite size. I don't know what he's doing. So he did. And first of all, Manny's the only person I go there all the time because I live, you know, by there, and my family and I are always at Local Grind, and we have never ordered, and they brought the order out to us. For some reason, they do that for Manny. I don't know if they think he's the Don or whatever, you know, from the Mafia, and they bring it out to him or whatever. But me, they're like, hey, stuff's ready, let's go, buddy, or whatever. But for some reason, they bring it out to him. So we
they like my smile.
Yeah, something's going on. I think they like the cut-off T-shirt with the sleeves cut off. I think that's what draws them or whatever, and the hat. So we look forward to the big meeting on Sunday. Hey, I'm glad everybody stuck with us, you know, and got everything out there. Big shout-out to Solomon Grundy, Tim Hadgood, you know, for you know, talking about what it took for him to get to that spot. And, of course, Tony, Mr. Work in Progress, you know, and if I forgot somebody, I'm sorry, but we appreciate you coming on, and I'm glad we have this vehicle to get everything out there. So if you're listening to this, hey, man, let's just be a family, man. Let's just have a good time. I want everybody to walk away from that show going, man, we had a good time, you know, and we'll take it from there. Any last words, Manny, before we get out of here?
Hey, everybody, be safe out there. Be blessed. Thank you for everything.
No, just everybody have a good night.
Yeah, so we definitely look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday. God darn it, I keep trying to bring my – hold on a second. I'm trying to get to where I need – there it is. Okay, so with that being said, appreciate everybody listening. You know, we'll make sure to post this up so everybody gets a chance to hear it. You know, no hard feelings. We just wanted to get that out there and let everybody know that we're working for you. We're not trying to get rich and be multimillionaires and, you know, have the big house in Beverly Hills. We're trying to build so that Pete, you know, the Pistol Pete, you know, legacy lives on through
lives
us.
On.
And we show you know, how it's done or whatever. So we look forward. PG Jello is a good example of that. I mean, she works, not only is she working pro wrestling, but she's working, you know, mixed martial arts and jujitsu and all that. So she, you know, she's working harder than anybody. So, you know, that's a good example right there. So we appreciate that too. So we'll see everybody here next Tuesday, and I'll see you guys on Sunday. All right, guys.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, man.
Bye.
We'll see about it then. Make sure you check us out on UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com. And don't forget, June 26th is going to be huge. We'll see you then.